Let's, Bez Hashem Beli Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Kuf Nun Aleph. We are on the bottom line of Kuf Nun Amin Beis, says the Gemara. Klal Amar Abashol, Kol Sha'ani Zakai Ba'amiraso, anything that I'm allowed to speak about on Shabbos, Rasha'ani Lahakshech Alav. So I'm also allowed to go outside the Tchum, meaning go to the edge of the Tchum on Shabbos. So the Gemara explains, the Gemara wants to understand, Abashol Ahoy, which statement is Abashol going on? Ilema Arisha Koi, if he's going on the first case of the Mishnah, where Tanakama had said, Lo Yiska Adam Polim Shabbos, Velo Yom Adam L'Chavir L'Skolo Polim, Ein Machshichin Ala Tchum L'Skolo Polim, that you're not allowed to be machshich to hire workers. Ein machshich na'al tchum l'skar po'al mohavi peiros. On that, Abishol is saying anything that I could speak about, I can be machshich. So if he was going on that statement, he should have followed the language of that statement. Hai kol she'ani zakeh b'amiraso, rashai, ani b'chashich oso. He should have said, kol she'ani zakeh b'amiraso, ani rashi b'chashich oso b'olei. If Abishol is just trying to expand on what Tanakama said, Tanakama talked about something that you're not allowed to do. So if it's you're not allowed to do, so Abishol should have expanded the rule to say, anything that I am not allowed to speak about, I am not allowed to be machshich on them, because that's exactly what Tanakama said. Lo yiskar adam polim. You're not allowed to be machshich ala tchum, to go rent polim. So it doesn't make sense to say that's what's going on. Ella, aseifakai. No. It's going on the other half of the statement, on the seifa, avol machshichu lishmar umevi peros biyado. You are allowed to be machshich ala tchum, to go watch the fruit. And once you're there, you're allowed to carry some fruit back. So the Gemara says, hi, kol sha'ani zakai b'chashichoso, rasha'ani b'ami rasami b'olei. So if that's true, then Abishol, at least he's got the right tense. So he's talking about what you can do. That's good. But he's got it backwards, because the Mishnah said, you're allowed to be machshich. So Abishol should have said, whatever I'm allowed to be machshich on, I'm allowed to speak about. Not whatever I'm allowed to speak about, I'm allowed to be machshich on. Whatever I'm allowed to be machshich on, I'm allowed to speak about. The other way around. Because that's what the Mishnah talked about. If you're trying to expand the Mishnah, speak about the case the Mishnah talked about. So the Gemara says, no, la'olam ha'seifakai. You're really, Rabbi Shol is going on the end, which was a case of being lenient. The case that you're allowed to be lenient, namely to go watch the fruit. You're allowed to be machshich on to go watch the fruit. But he's not going on either statement. V'abashol ahokoi. Abishol was going on the following statement. He was following off, he was playing off a statement that's not actually not really in the Mishnah. What's that? Excuse me. Damar Avi Damar Shmuel. Mutar la'adam loma l'chaveiro. Shmar li peros shebetchumecha. V'ani eshmar l'cha peros shebetchumi. A person is permitted to say to his friend, here's the story. I live in Woodmere and you live in Lawrence. And in between Woodmere and Lawrence, there is a 3 amma wide set of fields. Your fields are in the 1,000 closer to my city, and my fields are in the 1,000 closer to your city. Now, we're both allowed to walk to the middle, but I'm not allowed to walk to my fields and you're not allowed to walk to your fields because my fields are 3,000 amas away from me and your. So we make an arrangement and a deal and say, listen, I will watch your fields because you're not allowed to get there and you watch my fields. Excuse me. So why is this permissible? This is, so before we get to how it applies to Abishol, so this itself is a very interesting halach in its own right. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, and I'm going to make a deal with you. I could say to you, you watch my fields, and I'll watch your fields. Such a business arrangement on Shabbos, even though it's like creating a business arrangement, since at the end of the day, I'm asking you to do something that's mutter for you and usser for me to do. I'm asking you to do something that's mutter for you and usser for me. I am allowed to ask you on Shabbos, even though I'm asking you to do something usser for me. If it's mutter for you, I'm allowed to ask you to do it. Wow. So comes along the Mefarshim here and say this has a lot of halachic relevance in a very famous kind of a case that comes up all the time. Let's say I made Shabbos already, but you didn't accept Shabbos. I made early Shabbos, but you didn't accept Shabbos yet. So for you, it's permissible to turn on a light. For me, it's forbidden. Am I allowed to ask you to turn on a light? Say the Mefarshim, take a look at this Gemara. This Gemara is a clear source. I'm allowed to ask you to do something that's also for me to do, because for you, it's permissible. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's based on this, that if I accepted Shabbos early, I'm allowed to ask you to do a malacha. That's from a Rashba. Mikanye Shlomo, ki adam shekibah lov Shabbos, right? The Rashba says like this. The Rashba says, in the name of Tosfos. What is that, a Tosfos over here? Yeah. Right. In La'olam ha-sefakai. Mutar adam ha-chaver, shmor li peres, says Tosfos in the second Tosfos of the page. Al-pi-shu-hu enu yochel leilich l'shomron, even though I can't watch it, I could say to my friend to watch it. And the Mishnah was also referring to that. Kol shani zakeh b'ami raso. That's the case. Yeah. So the Rashba quotes his Tosfos. Now, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch takes it a step further. Even if I ended Shabbos already, and you're extending Shabbos, so you could ask me to do Malacha. But so that, many disagree with. Like, once you're in Shabbos, you can't get out of it. But if you accept Shabbos early, you could ask somebody else to do a malacha. That's the Ramah is more a matter of dispute. Anyway, so what's Abba Shaul adding on to this? V'kamar Abba Shaul, l'tana kama, milo modis, wouldn't you admit, demutar adam loma l'chaver, shmar li peres shebetchumecha, v'ani yeshmar l'cha peres shebetchumi? So this case you'd certainly be lenient on. So how come you're limiting yourself only to watch? Ema, you should have said, Kol Shani Zake Mamiroso. Anything that I'm allowed to say, Ra Shani Lahach Shechalov. You're allowed to be Mach Shechalatchum. So now the Gemara goes back to Abishol's statement. It says, Klal La Suye Mai. So Abishol says, right, Klal. He makes a rule. Klal Omar Abishol. Now, whenever the Mishnah has a language of Klal Omar Abishol, so it's coming to include something more. So what's it coming to include? Klal lasuye mai. What halach is Abishol coming to include? Lasuye hadatana rabbanon. He's coming to include the following halacha, what we taught in a brisa. Ein machshichan halatchum lohavi behema. You're not allowed to be machshich halatchum to bring an animal into the tchum on motzi Shabbos. But haisa, Haisa omedes chutz l'tchum. If your animal is outside the tchum, korila v'hiba. You're allowed to beckon to the animal to call, and have it come into the tchum. So that's in a Tosefta. That's a brisa. Klal Amar Abishol, on this Abishol says, Kol shani zake b'ami raso. Anything that I'm allowed to say, Rashi ani l'hashikalav u'machshil nevakeh aliske kala. And therefore, you're allowed to be machshech al atchum to go deal with wedding plans. Valiske hameis lavi la'or metachrichin. And you're allowed to be machshech for a mace to bring the mace ar metachrichin. Va'omrim lo, and on Shabbos, you can say to a shliach, lech lemakom ploni, go to deal with the tzarech ha'kalim. If lo matzasa b'makom ploni, have b'makom ploni. Lo matzasa b'mana have b'masayim. If you don't find for $100, bring for $200. Rabbi Yosef Yudomer, you shouldn't mention the, he holds you can't mention the exact money. But Abishol is saying, not just are you allowed to deal with the Shmira, but you're even allowed to, not only are you allowed to deal with the Shmira, but you're even allowed to, anything you're allowed to speak about, right? We said you're allowed to talk to a behema, and on that Abishol says, that anything you're allowed to speak about, meaning you're allowed to be machshech to deal with the the issues of a kal, right? We said before that that's for a mitzvah, so you're allowed to go be machshech al tchum to go buy stuff for the wedding after Shabbos. You're allowed to be machshech al tchum to buy stuff for a funeral after Shabbos. And not only that, on Shabbos you could even tell the shliach to where to go buy the stuff. There's a machlokas that you're allowed to tell him if you don't find for 100, buy for 200. That's a machlokas, but if you don't find in this store, go to the other store. So all these things, for the sake of a mitzvah, so since you're allowed to speak about these things on Shabbos, as Abishol said, he expanded, not just for Shmira, but also for these mitzvos, even though to go purchase stuff for Kala is not permissible on Shabbos, but Abishol says, since you're allowed to talk about it, that's how he's expanding it. Right, so not only are you allowed to do talk about and be machshech al tchum for something mutter on Shabbos, but even if something usser on Shabbos, if it's for a mitzvah, you're also allowed to do it. So that's what Abishol was coming to expand upon. Even certain isurim, it's for a mitzvah, you're allowed to talk about. Okay, because normally to speak about purchasing things on Shabbos, you're not allowed to speak about that, but for a mitzvah, you are allowed to. Fine, let's see the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, "Machshichen al atchum." This is exactly what we just quoted. "Machshichen al atchum lefakeach al iske kala." You are allowed to go out to the 2,000 amos on Shabbos in order to deal with purchasing stuff for the wedding, val iske hames, and to purchase stuff for a funeral, lahavi lo aron v'tachrichen, to bring for the mace, the aron or the shrouds, right? The Aron and the Tachrichen, because this is Tzarchei Mitzvah. Nachri Shehevi Chalilin B'Shabbos, if a non-Jew brought a certain flutes that they would use to play at a funeral B'Shabbos, in order to use them for the Hesped, Lo Yispod Behem Yisrael. So a Jew is never allowed to benefit for that. So this is a case, okay, this is very important halacha, that a Jew may never benefit if a guy does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. So this opinion holds that a Jew may never benefit from it. Ela im kain ba'u mimakum karov. Unless they came from within the tchum. Asks everybody, all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean unless they came from within the Tchum? But he violated carrying in a Rishus Aram. Who cares that it came from within the Tchum? Nevertheless, they're Mutter Ba'ana. Why? So Tosis, take a look at Tosis Elim Kain. It's about the fifth Tosis on the page. Elim Kain. Tema L'Rebbe! Mama Anishbo Makum Krav. Who cares they were inside the Tchum? Halo Hivim Der Rishus Arabim. He carried them. Umali Aaron v'kever shenasu b'Shabbos umali chalilin. Yerushalmi dehevi makom karov lo mahani kol kach avaso. What's the answer? The answer is carrying is not such a serious business. So even though if the guy makes aron for you on Shabbos, you're never allowed to use it forever. Making an aron is a much more significant malacha than carrying the aron of the tachrichin, and therefore we say that if the guy's all is just doing carrying for you, then it's not a problem. You're allowed to benefit. From them, a guy carrying for you. It's so interesting. So here, 38 malachas a guy does for you, Tosis says, you're not allowed to benefit. Only one malacha if the guy does for you in Shabbos, you're allowed to benefit. What's that carrying? Why? What's it mean? So that's because we've been saying the whole Masechta, Hotzah is a malacha grua. So here you have a shita that says that you're allowed to benefit only carrying of a guy that he does for you is different than all the other malachas. So says Tosfos. Unbelievable. Okay. Asulo. By the way, it's so interesting, but if the guy brings it from outside the tchum, that you're not allowed to benefit from. Unbelievable. That's only Nisa Darabanan we hold. But carrying is okay. Asulo aron, the chafru lo kever, but if the guy builds you a casket, or he digs you a grave. Yikarer bo Yisrael. Right, if a guy Hold on one second. Asu lo Aron v'chafru lo kever yikaver bo Yisrael. Right, after Shabbos. Right, okay. So if the guy carries for you, you're allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos. If the guy builds a casket for you on Shabbos for the mace, or he digs the grave for you on Shabbos, which are Yisurim Doraisa, so he did it specifically for a Jew, even though it's for a mitzvah. But still, so then you cover by Yisrael. The Yisrael is only allowed to get buried Motzei Shabbos. You're not allowed to benefit from that on Shabbos, but right away Motzei Shabbos you can do it. V'im b'shvil. Sorry, I said it wrong. I apologize. Again, asu. I'm sorry. If a guy built an aron for the guy, or he dug a grave for a guy. And then a Jew, let's say, you know, gets to use it. So he did it for a guy. Or he just did it in general. He was just digging graves. Not for a Jew. For Goyim. But then the Jew comes upon this and wants to use the grave. So the Jew can use it on Motzei Shabbos Miyad. Ve'im b'shvil Yisrael. But if the guy specifically dug it for the Yisrael, lo yikaver bo olamis. If the guy dug on Shabbos a grave for Yisrael, if he dug it on Shabbos, the Jew cannot be buried there at all. By the way, in general, we try that the whole grave should be dug. We try that any of the Tzarchei Hameis, as much as possible, should be done. The burial should be done by Jews. But if a guy dug on Shabbos for a Jew, so then the Jew is not allowed to be buried in it forever, according to the Mishnah. Now, what about if he made it for one Jew? Can the other Jew benefit? So the Ran quotes a Baal Amor in the Rush, in the Rabbeinu Tam, that everything the Mishnah asks for Yisrael to benefit from a guy, that's if he did it for that Yisrael. But a different Yisrael would be able to be benefit from it. However, the Rashba says, the Rashba explains what's the logic of this, that the reason for the Isser of benefiting from a guy is we're afraid you're going to go ask him to do it. So that's only for the Yisrael who he did it for, but for somebody else would be permissible. However, the Ramban in the Milchamas writes, no, you can't be lenient with this unless it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, like Tchum. However, here we're talking about the guy who did an Issa D'Oraisa, and therefore, no. It's also for all Jews to benefit. So that's an interesting machlok, as we've shown him. Is it just for you, who he did it for Yisrael, or but another Jew really could be able to benefit from it, or no? That's a machlok, as we've shown him. Fine, let's see the Gemara. My mimakom karov, Rav Amar mimakom karov mamish. You have to know for sure that he was within the tchum. When he brought it. Shmuel Amar chayshinan, Shema chutz l'chom alanu. Even if you don't know for sure, but if you think there's a possibility that it was Yimakum Karov, then you're also allowed to benefit. Deka masnisin kavasei d'shmuel. If you read the Mishnah carefully, it sounds like Shmuel. D'ktani asa la'aron v'chafer lo kever, yikaver bo Yisrael. Right, the Mishnah just says, stam. Even if you're not sure. Alma misveik ashari. If you're not sure if you did it for a Jew or a guy, it's mutter. So Hakanami Soto, if he brings the chalilim, the flutes, from outside the city, and you're not sure, was it outside the tchum or was it inside the tchum, you could be lenient. Misveik Ashari. V'tani kavasi derav. However, we also have Bryce supporting Rav. Ir she Yisrael v'nachum darimbav. You have a city that Jews and Goyim live in it. V'haisa ba merchat hamar chetzes. And you have a Shabbos, and you have a bathhouse that's operating on Shabbos. Im rov nachum la'erav rochitz ba miyad. If most of the city is Goyim, so you could assume that the guy warming up the water in the bathhouse, he's doing it for Goyim, so then a Jew is allowed to bathe in this bathhouse right away after Shabbos. In Rov Yisrael, if it's mostly Jews, Yamten HaKadeshi Yechem HaChamen, then the Jews have to wait after Shabbos on the amount of time it takes to warm up the water. Mechza al mechza, if it's half on half, ad kadesha yechamu chamin. So you see, you have to be strict. So misafik, you have to be strict. So this sounds more like Rav's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bambati Katana, if it's a small little bath, im yeshba rishus rochitz bamiyad. So if the goyim are in charge, so then the Jew is allowed to wash right away, even in the ir sheyeshba Yisrael. My rishus. What do you mean that the goyim are in charge? Why is it mutter? Rabbi Yitzchak Bered the Rabbi Yehuda im yeshba adam chashuv. If you have like a chashuv, a goyish minister who always uses this small little bath, has sheyesh la asar avadim, and he has 10 slaves, shemachamin la asar kumkumin, bevasach zambati katana. So they're always heating up the water, mutter lichotz bamiyad. So we assume that if you found the water hot, it was that this hot water that the Jew found, it was not heated on Shabbos, because probably they did it on Motzei Shabbos for this chashuv a goy. So if you have this chashuv a goy that they always warm up the water for, so then you could assume, even if it's a city that's mostly Jews, you could assume after Shabbos that they warmed up the water for this minister, and therefore you'd be permissible to bathe in there. Aslo aron v'chafer lo kever. So if the goy made an aron, so if he made it for stam, for goyim, so then the Jew is allowed to bury right away after Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Amai. Why is it mutter for a Jew to be buried right after Shabbos? Hachanami yamtin b'chadeisha yasu. Why don't you have to wait the amount of time it would have taken to dig the grave or build the kever, like we saw by the bathhouse? Amar ula b'omeid b'asratya. We're talking about a case of where it was a grave that's out open in the middle of the street. It's not the normal way for a Jew to be buried there, and therefore you don't have to be choshesh that maybe he made it for a Jew. It's very clear that he didn't make this for a Jew, and therefore you could benefit right away. Says the Gemara, Tenach Kever, Aron Mayikalim. What about the Aron? Amarbevel b'mutal al kivro. The Aron was placed on a non-Jewish grave, and therefore, it's clear that he made it for a non-Jew, and that's why the Jew would be allowed to benefit from it right away. Okay, let's continue the next Mishnah. Osin kol tzarke hames. So on Shabbos, so before, and we talked about what a goy is allowed to do for a Jewish mace on Shabbos and not allowed to do. Now we're going to say, chas v'shalom rachmana litzlan, a Jew experiences, somebody passes away in his house on Shabbos, chas v'shalom rachmana litzlan. So what are you, so a mace is mukta. So what are you allowed to do to the dead body in terms of touching the mace? So osin kol tzarke hames, you're allowed to do a whole bunch of things to the mace. Sachin, you're allowed to anoint the mace with oil because you're not going to move it. You're not going to move it. You're just going to anoint it with oil so that it shouldn't decompose. The body shouldn't decompose. Umadichin, also you could bathe the mace in water. Uvavachilo yaziz bo aver, but you're not allowed to move any of the avarim of the mace, the hand, the foot, or the eyebrows, because the mace is mukta, and it's usser betiltel. But to touch it, to touch the mace is mutter, just you're not allowed to move it. So that's why you're allowed to softly anoint it with oil and stuff. Now, let's say you want to get the mace from the bed onto the cool floor. So again, so that it doesn't decompose. Shomten esakar mitachtav umatilin oso alachol bishvil shelo bishvil sheyam bishvil sheyamtin. You are allowed to remove a pillow or a mattress that's from under the mace to allow the mace to slide onto the floor, so that the mace also won't decompose because of the heat of the bed. When it's on the cold floor, it'll be cooler and the mace will not decompose. Again, you didn't touch the mace directly, you just removed, you did tiltelman outside, you removed something else and the mace slid, that's okay. Koshrin es halechi. So also, lo sheyale, ela shelo Yosef. You are allowed to tie the mace's mouth so that it should not continue to open, because opening the mouth would also be not good for the mace. But you're not allowed to close it. You're just allowed to tie it in place so that it stays where it is, that it doesn't open further. V'chein kora shenishbara, and a totally different aspect, if you have one of the beams of your ceiling is breaking and it's slowly coming down, somchen also besafsal baruchas hamita, you're allowed to bring the bedposts underneath that area and just stop it from going further down. We learned this like in the third parak, second parak, way back when we had this quoted. Where was it? Leel or Mem Gimel? Okay, what was that? Fourth parak, fifth parak. Somchen also besafsal baruchas hamita. However, lo shetale, not with the goal of pushing the beam back up, ela shelo tosif, just that it shouldn't go any further down. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said you're allowed to anoint the mace with oil. Says the Gemara, v'hamar avidam ha-shmuel, ma'ise b'tamidu sh'rabi meir, sh'nichnas achav l'beis ha-merchatz, a student of Rav Meir followed him into the bathhouse, b'keish l'hadiach, karka, he wanted to wash the floor of the bathhouse in honor of Rabbi Meir on Shabbos. Amelo, ein madichin. You're not allowed to wash the floor of the bathhouse on Shabbos. Losuch karka, he wanted to anoint it with oil. Amelo, ein sachin. Rabbi Meir said to him, sorry, I know you want to show me honor, but you can't do this. Now, the Gemara thought it was because of muktzah. Says the Gemara, no, it's got nothing to do with muktzah. Kaka b'kaka michlefa, mace b'kaka lo michlef. The bathhouse floor was made of like stones, so there really was no issur to do it. But we were afraid if we let you wash the stone floor, you're going to come to wash a dirt floor, and that would be a problem of ashvuy gumos. But we're not worried that you can, just because you're going to put oil. We're not worried about a mace. Putting oil on a mace, we're not worried you're going to come to put oil on the floor. People know the difference in putting oil on a mace and putting oil on a dirt floor. Kol lasuye mai. You're allowed to do kol tzarchei ha-meis. What does that come to include? Lasuye hadatan rabbanim mevi'in kli mekar. Cold vessels. Uklei matches, metal vessels. Manichan al kreso, kedei shelo tafuach. You could place it on the stomach of the mace so that the stomach doesn't blow up, doesn't expand. Upokin es nekavav. You're allowed to stop up his openings, like his mouth and his nose, so that the air shouldn't go in and again cause him to blow up, to expand. And even Shlomo said in his wisdom, Ad asher lo yirosek chevel hakesef zechod hashedra. That's Shlomo's talking about what happens when you die. He's telling you better do tshuva while you're alive, because by the time you die, it's too late. So he's discussing what happens when you die. Zechod hashedra, so the spine shrivels up. V'saretz gulas hazav ze'ama, so the aver also shrivels up, breaks. V'tishaver kadal amabua ze'akeres, that's the stomach. So you see the stomach expands and breaks. V'naretz agagal elabor ze'perish, that's talking about the excrement that comes after a person, comes outside. V'cheinu omer, v'zeresi peresh al pneichem, peresh chageichem. So if your stomach expands, so the excrement that's inside there is going to go all over you. Amaravuna v'amri lo amarav chaga. What is this pasuk referring to? Elu b'nei adam shemanichem divrei Torah v'osim kol yimein kechagim. Right, peresh. The pasuk in Malachi, v'zeresi, I'm going to spread your excrement on your face. Peresh chageichem. This refers to people who don't learn enough Torah, and every day is a party. So they're just partying. They're party hardy every single day, and they're just having all this food. So what's going to happen when they die? All this excrement is going to go all over their... people who are pleasure seekers, they're all about food and pleasure. So when they die, it's going to spread all over them. Amar Rabbi Levi, Amar Rav Papi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua la'acha shlosha yamim, kreison nifkas. 3 days after a person dies, his stomach explodes. V'nofelas la'aponav. And the excrement that's inside him goes all over him, even on say so omerislo, and the stomach says to the rest of his body, Tolmash and Asatabi. You spent your whole life partying, so here, take it back. That's why the stomach would explode and the excrement would go all over him, because if you spend your life partying, all you care about is Gashmius. So that's why the stomach afterwards is going to expand and in that way. Next Mishnah. Ein ma'atzmin es Hameis b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to close the eyes of the dead person on Shabbos because it's mukta. V'lo b'chol imitzias nefesh. And on the weekday, you better be careful not to close the mace's eyes before he's fully dead. V'amatzim imitzias nefesh hareiz ha'shofech damim. A person who closes the eyes of a dead person while he's still alive, he's on his way out. So you're considered like you're killing him because you're causing him to faint or whatever. You're going to cause him to die more quickly. Tana Rabban and Rabbis Tana Brisa. Hama'atzmo im yitzias ha'nefesh harezeh shofech damim. If a person closes the eyes, well, before the guy dies, you're like you're killing. Mashal leger shekava v'holech lener shekava v'holech. It's like a candle that's flickering. Other minyach etzba'olam miyad kavsa. You put your finger on it, it's going to extinguish it. Tanya Reb Shem Gimel Omer harotza sheyisatzma inim shel meis. A person who wants to have the dead person close his eyes on Shabbos. Nofech lo yayin b'chotemo. He can blow wine through his nose. V'nosin shem b'miyusa einav. Or he puts oil between his eyes. V'ocheiz b'shnei godle raglov. And you can somehow grab onto his two toes, his big toes. Some say this is not referring to Shabbos. Achlokas. Right, the Rambam seems to say it's talking about a weekday. Right, you don't want to close his eyes because you're going to kill him. So, but you want his eyes to close, so you can pull this shtick and then you grab onto his two big toes. V'hein mis'atzim eileim, and the eyes will close. Who knew that somehow there's a connection between the big toes and the eyes? So the Gemara seems to imply. Wow, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Tinok ben Yomo, Chai Mechalon Lovus Hashabbos. If a baby's even 1 day old, but he's alive, you can be Mechal Shabbos for him to save him. However, David Melch Yisrael Meis ain't Mechal Shabbos Shabbos. But David Melch Yisrael, once he dies, you can't be Mechal Shabbos for him. Tino ben Yom Chai Mechal Shabbos, Amrator Chalel Lav Shabbos Echad, Kadesh Sheyishmer Shabbos Asharbe. Be Mechal him one Shabbos so that he could keep a lot of Shabbos. Now, the Mepharshim say this is Lav Dafka. Even if you're just going to help him last another 5 minutes, you could be Mechal Shabbos for him. It's not dafka that he should be able to live till next Shabbos. You could be Mechal Shabbos for a baby, even if it'll give him 5 more minutes to live on this Shabbos. The Lashon HaGemara is not exactly meduyak, or that's a machlokas harishonim. The Gemara in Yuma is from a different pasuk. V'chai b'hem. Shulchan Aruch is paskin, you can be Mechal Shabbos, even if he could live for another 5 minutes. It's not because he's going to be able to be Mekayim more mitzvahs. Even if he's not going to be able to Mekayim any more mitzvahs, you're still allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him. It's V'chayba. So the Mepharshim talk about this. But David Melch Yisrael Meis ain't Mechal in the love. But David Melch Yisrael, once he's dead, you can't be Mechal Shabbos for him anymore. Kevin Shemeis Adam Batam and Amitzvahs. Once a person dies, he's not going to be able to do mitzvahs anymore. V'chayin Adam Rabbi Yochanan. Ba mesim chavshi, pasuk in Tehillim, peches vav. Ba mesim chavshi, when you're dead, you're free. Kevin shemes adam nasa chavshi min amitzis. Vitan Yerav Shimon Elazar Omer, Tinok ben Yomo chai ein song shomim min achol dem achbarim. A baby 1 day old, the mice stay away from the baby. Aval og melech habashan tzarech shem benachul menachbar. May aval og melech habashan mace, but even if the mighty og melech habashan is dead, the mice will eat him up. Because live animals are afraid of living human beings, but not of dead ones, even big ones. Shenemar, umorachem v'chitchem yiyeh. Kol zman she'ate adam chai, yamas b'nils al-brios, kemen she'meis, batla e'maso. Amar of Papa Nakitinan. We paskin, we have a tradition. Arye abey trey lo nafil. A lion doesn't attack two people. Ask the Gemara, how kachazina de nafil? What do you mean? We see lion attacking two people all the time. How could the Rambar Abba? The Rambar Abba ain't chashlitz b'adamatche nidmelo kebehema. Shneimar adam bikar b'al yolan nimshal kebehemos nidmu. So the Gemara says, it must be in that case if the lion attacked two human beings that the human beings appear to him as as dead people. As animals. If a human appears to the lion as animals, he makes a mistake, he thinks they're animals, then he'll attack two at a time. But two humans, he won't. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Asir Lishim Bayis Yechidi, you're not allowed to sleep in your house at night. V'chol Ayashim Bayis Yechidi, Ochazaso Lilis. If a person sleeps at home, alone at night, one of the demons, called Lilith, one of the Shadim, is going to attack him. V'tadi Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Asay Ad Sha'ata Motze U'matze Lecha V'odcha V'odcha B'yadecha. If you have the opportunity to do tzedakah, if you have the money and you find a poor person and you're alive, make sure to do the tzedakah while you can, because after you're not here anymore, you can't do any mitzvahs. This is the next time somebody knocks on your door. You should remember this gemara. Remember your creator while you're still healthy and alive. Elu yimei hazikna. Don't wait till you're old. You're weak. You can't do mitzvahs like you did when you were younger. V'giyu shanim asher tomer ein li b'hem chefetz. Elu yimei hamashiach. She'ein mem lo zchus v'lo chova. Whoa, says the Gemara that you're not going to be able to do any mitzvahs b'zman mashiach. U'pliga de Shmuel. This argues, this statement of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, argues on Shmuel. I don't know how a Tana could argue on Shmuel. It's the next line. We'll play you the Shmuel, Dama Shmuel. Ein bein olam is elim al-sham sheikh, el-ashibin ma'achi is bilvad. Shemak yilach te'avim makarab ha'aretz. So it sounds like there's going to be poor people, even bizman ha-mashiach. So how could you have a brisa arguing on Shmuel? So maybe this brisa was not said in the Beis Medrash of Rav Chi and Rav Oshia, and therefore it's becheskas mishubeshes, like it says in Chulin. Or it's not talking about a dvar halacha, so therefore it's not a problem. So says the Rashash. The Rashash gives two answers to explain how you have over here a brisa arguing on Shmuel. What's going on? So either the brisa is not a legit brisa, or it's not a dvar halacha. So in a non-dvar halacha, an amora can argue on a brisa. Fascinating. Collector's item, Rashash. And by the way, the Rambam writes, even according to Shmuel, b'mos ha-mashiach, it will be easy for them to get parnasa. You won't have to work so hard. So you still have something to look forward to, even according to Shmuel. Tanya, a little bit more about poverty. Tanya, Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, Omer Lo Olam Yivakesh Adam Rachamim Al Midah Zu. Person should always ask Hashem for mercy that he shouldn't become poor. She'im hu lo ba, ba beno. If he doesn't become poor, his son is going to become poor. Ben beno lo ba, ben beno ba. And if his son is not poor, his grandson is going to be poor. She'nemar, ki biglal adavar hazeh. Tanya Dever Bishmol, gal gal hu shechoz ba olam. Poverty is like a circle that always rolls back in the world. It's always around the corner. It's always, you got to be very careful. It's very easy to get poor. Even very wealthy people can become poor very quickly. Amar Rav Yosef Nakitina, we have a tradition. Haitzumer Merabanan, Tamil Chacham, young Tamil Chacham, Loma Ene. He's not going to become poor. Says Gemara, really? Look around. There's loads of young Talmidei Chacham that are poor. Even if he's poor, he's not going to have to go begging for food. Rabbi Chia said to his wife, "Ki asa anya, when poor people come, akdiri le rifta, quickly give the poor person bread. Ki echi delakadmu levnech, so that poor person should give your kids bread when they're going to be poor." Amrale, Mela kalaitisla, why are you cursing my kids that they're going to be poor? Amrala, krakaksiv, it's not me, it's a pasuk. Ki biglal davazev, tadavere bishmal, galgal hushechose ba'olam. It's always around the corner. You have to always be careful. It's very easy for the kids to become poor or the grandchildren. So you better treat poor people carefully because it could be you. And if it's not you, it's going to be your, it could be your son, Chas Hashem, or your grandson. Tanya Rabbi Rebbe Omer. That after you kill out the Erei Nidachas, Hashem is going to give you mercy. So it says, V'nasan l'charachim, what does it need, V'ri chamecha? Ella kol amarachim ala brios. If you are merciful on somebody else, marachim ala b'nei shamayim, Hashem will be merciful on you. V'chol she'in marachim ala brios, in marachim ala b'nei shamayim. So when that poor person comes to your door, remember this Gemara. If you're merciful on other people, Hashem will be merciful on you. What else does Shlomo HaMelech say over there in Koheles? A little more. Try to finish it up here. Ashal Techshemesh Va'ar Zupadachas. That's your forehead. Ve'hachotem. And your nose. When you get old, so your forehead is not as shiny and your nose is not as beautiful. Vahayarech Zu Neshama. Your soul, va'kochav me'il alistos, your cheeks, v'shavav ma'achar ageshem zumarinav shaladim shaholich achar abechi. The older you get, you're crying more, you lose your sight. Amar Shmuel, hay dimasa, tears ad arba in shanan hadra. Up until age 40, they return. Mikan ve'elach lo hadra. After 40, the eye continues to dry out. Amar Rav Nachman, hay kuchla. This type of medicine they put in your eyes to heal your eyes, ad arba in shanan marvach. Till 40, it'll make you see better. Even if you fill your eyes up with a tremendous amount of it, it could keep your eyesight, but it's not going to make it better. What's the chiddush? The thicker the medicine, it's better. Rabbi Chanina shechiva lebarte. Nebuch, Rabbi Chanina lost a daughter. He wasn't crying about the loss of his daughter. Amalei Devisu, his wife said to Tana Goldaf Kism Besach, what do you think? You just lost a chicken? You lost a daughter. Why aren't you crying? This is not like losing a chicken. Amar La, Tarte. Tarte. Should I have two tzaras? Techala V'ivra. I just lost a daughter. You want me to get blind also? By crying too much, you're ruining your eyes. You're going to get blind. Savar la ki had Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosef ben Kitzarta sheish demoh, saying a person has six types of tears that come out of his eyes. Shalosh yavos, three of them are good for the eyes. V'shalosh ros, and three of them are bad for the eyes. Shel ashan, if you get smoke in your eye. V'shel bechi, or crying. V'shel beisak kisei, or when you have to push hard in the bathroom when you cry. Ros, those are bad for the eyes. Shel sam. But medicine, v'shel schok, laughter, v'shel peros, or the smell of fruit, yafos, those are good for a person. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. You too.